Welcome, welcome. Here we are, the Coaching Skills Forum, and boy, are we, I'm just excited about today's call. I'm not prepared. That's the horrible part. Okay, here we are. Now I have my list of skills, because I'm going to need to be able to read off what the heck we're doing today. But before I do that, I'm so excited. These are, for anybody who's new, these are calls that are open to coaches all over the world. I've been so delighted and blessed to have coaches literally from all four corners or five corners or however many there are. And it's a great place. We all get to learn from each other. This is not about sitting back and listening to me, Yahoo, and talk about what I know and do all that teaching and all that stuff. If you want that, sign up for my class. That's where you get all that. But here's where we all get to learn from each other, and we get to grow and discover. And I'm really so grateful for all the coaches in the past and currently in the present on this call, and for the coaches to come, because it not only helps everybody else grow, it helps me grow too. I really truly believe that these are some of the most powerful coach growing calls out there, and there's no surprise we've been doing this for 10 years now. And so we must be doing something right. And for coaches like you to keep coming back, for coaches like you to come and check it out for the first time and hopefully continue on, these calls are really rich and valuable. So, with that said, please share this with other coaches too. Let them know, because they may be looking for this information. And they're free. Why the heck not? So, how these calls work, for anybody who's new, these calls, we're engaged in a deep conversation, which I will guide, but you are all invited to participate. That said, let's be cautious about stepping over each other, although it may happen from time to time, but also be aware of any noise that may happen in the background that may be distracting from the call. Right now, it's awesome and quiet, but if you end up being someplace where there's, some loud maniac yelling, hamburger orders or something like that, just press yourself to unmute by pressing *6. But be sure to unmute by pressing *6 again so that we can hear what you have to share. These calls are approved by the ICF and the BCC for a single credit, and this can be then used towards your recertification and your credentialing. So what kind of credit you get depends on how you're on this call. If you are on this call live, as these amazing coaches are today, then you will be able to receive a core competency credit. ICF makes it really clear, and BCC actually, they make it really clear that you must be actively engaged. You must be live. It's what they refer to as synchronous learning or experiential. You need to be a direct part of this to receive a core competency credit. However, if you are listening to the recording, you know who you are, because you're going to probably try to jump in and we won't be able to hear you. But if you're listening to the recording, you can still get credit, but it would have to automatically be reverted to a resource development self-study credit, which is still important and valuable. So just pay attention to what credits you need, and if you need core competency credits, then get on these calls live. That way, also, we get to benefit from you, so everybody wins. How to get these credits? Really simple. Once somewhere on this call, a password will appear. It hasn't happened yet, so you haven't missed anything, and it won't be at the end, but it'll be somewhere in the middle. Pay attention, make a note of what it is. Once the call is done, then you can go to the website, coachingskillsforum.com, and that's where you're going to see a list of all the upcoming calls, including we're going to be having a conversation on professional standards and ethical guidelines, which will fulfill the new requirement of needing ethics credits. So this has been approved by ICF. This is, in fact, a single ethics credit if you were on this call live. So get on this call, and you can see that on the calendar. You'll also see the past archived calls that we've done, over 200 calls over the last 10 years, and several of this exact same topic today, powerful questions. So it's a great way to compare, wow, what did they talk about before? And I can guarantee you every single Powerful Questions call that we've had over the years has been very different from each other. So check them out. And then you also see ways to get your credits. You can either purchase a single credit, which is why we have these calls free for all coaches to enjoy, learn, and grow. But if you want credit, then it's a small fee. Or if you really know you're going to love these calls, you want to get as many credits as you can just sign up and pay once for the 6-month package, which means from the time you sign up, then you have 6 months of complete access. You can listen to the calls anytime. You don't have to be a member, but if you are a 6-month package, then you can just request credits. You don't have to pay again. You can request live core competency credits. You can request resource development, self-study credits, as many as you want, unlimited for the next 6 months. So it's a nice way to make it really easy and load up on those credits. Either way, even if you're not going for credits, I love that you're on these calls and you're listening to them because, as I said, these are how we can help deepen and grow our coaching. So, any other questions that you might have, you should be able to find all of that on the website, coachingskillsforum.com. There's a little frequently asked questions section there, so that may answer it. And you can always send me an email, ben@bedo.org. There's also a link to that on the website. So, that said, let's move on because we're running out of time. We've got so much to explore and so little time. And today we explore the wonderful world of powerful questions. This is something that I don't care what you've been taught. I'm going to assume, and I'd be pretty dead on, that you have been taught powerful questions is an integral part of coaching. It's got to be there.
Yep.
In fact, it's even one of our core competencies.
Yep.
So we must have powerful questions. And there's so many conversations about what makes powerful questions. How do you come up with powerful questions? Where do you come from? How do you know it's a powerful question? You know, those are conversations that can be found just about anywhere. And I'm happy to have that conversation. But for this, I have what I love about these calls is that we get to step beyond those common questions and let's go a little deeper. And in that experience, we actually may have all those other surface questions automatically answered and fulfilled. So let's see what we get to discover here on this wonderful. I feel like I'm launching into. So let's see what we discover on this episode of the Coaching Skills Forum. Dun, 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 I need a theme song now. So I'm going to start off with a basic definition of what a powerful question is. And then we can launch and explore and deepen and discover from there. A powerful question evokes clarity, action, discovery, insight, or commitment. It creates greater possibility, new learning, or clearer vision. Powerful questions are open-ended questions that do not elicit a yes or no response. They are derived from holding the client's agenda and either forward the client's action or deepen his or her learning. And that's the basic definition we start with. So, let's go beyond that. Let's explore. You all are here. You all are brilliant, beautiful, amazing, awesome coaches. So let's get clear on what we're talking about. So that's it. What are we talking about? When we're talking about powerful questions, what the heck does that mean? Anyone? What's your experience? What are we talking about?
Hi, it's Claudia, New York City.
Claudia. Thank you for jumping in. Please help us understand what the heck do we mean when we say powerful questions.
Well, first of all, I believe we acknowledge that our client is the expert of their own life
okay.
by asking a question and not assuming that we hold all the answers for them.
Ah, yeah, okay. So powerful questions are definitely keeping within that that holding and that belief.
And also, we kind of make it clear by asking questions that we have really no judgment or opinions on their life, whatever they shared with us.
Yeah.
But just taking them a journey of discovery.
Yeah. With curiosity. I love that. So judgment-free, no opinion, no expectation. Oh, I'm going to ask this question, and then they'll answer it this way. And I'm going to guess there's also, that means there's no right or wrong.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. Beautiful. What else?
This is Tom. I had someone tell me in a class that all questions were powerful. I think that's true to a degree, but there's some more powerful than others. I think powerful questions help people go farther, faster.
Yeah. You know, there's a difference between a little small flashlight and a giant spotlight and the sun. They all give light. They all have power. Some are more brilliant and you know, you can see more, but they're all there. They all work. Yeah, beautiful. That's good. I like that. What else? What else are we talking about? What the heck is a powerful question? Is it a question that is, you know, faster than a speeding bullet and more powerful than a locomotive? Could be, actually. I don't know how you think about it.
You know, when you ask a powerful question to a client by their response, because often I love when they say, wow, this is a good question.
Yeah,
whoa. Like, oh, good. I got it. It's a good question. That means, well, they now need to go a little bit deeper. It's something that they haven't really thought of asking them.
Yeah. So it's a question that also kind of grabs our client and takes them deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, beautiful. Great.
Kind of
what
takes
else?
Them to the heart of the true essence of what is really going on.
The true essence of what is really going on. We could, you know, dabble around on the surface, I suppose. Or, yeah, I love that. The true event to what is really going on. And it may not, you know, I think part of what we get hooked is that we think that a powerful question is supposed to automatically reveal it. But yet, it's just little by little, it kind of chips away. I'm reminded of the metaphor of David, the Michelangelo's David. And some of you may have heard there's a classic quote where you know, somebody asks him, he says, "Well, how did you create this masterpiece of David?" And Michelangelo said, "Actually, I had this big hunk of rock." I'm paraphrasing. I had this big hunk of rock, and I just simply chipped away at everything that was not David. That's kind of what we're doing with our powerful questions, isn't it? We're just helping to reveal the client's deeper truth or deeper being. Yeah. What else? What else? When we're talking about powerful questions, what does that mean?
They get powerful answers.
They do. I think they do. Sometimes they do. Yeah, I love that. Powerful questions get powerful answers.
Or powerful insight.
Powerful insight, powerful discovery,
mm-hmm.
powerful opening, powerful information. And there's so many versions of this. Yeah.
It opens up new perspectives to a client.
I'm sorry. There was noise in there. What was that?
It's about having the client discover new perspectives of their life, something that they may have not discovered before.
So it's opening up new discoveries, new perspectives, new ways of looking at things. Yeah. Beautiful.
And this is Leslie. I'll piggyback on that. It helps them perhaps see it from another angle or through a different set of eyes. So it's kind of in that same vein. Just almost even talking about it out loud as a result of a good question will also, I think, shift perspective.
Yeah. So I love it. So even if it's not like I'm going to ask a powerful question, that even just in conversation and talking it out loud, we're helping the client to deepen and discover. And it may not be necessarily something so so obvious a powerful question, but it may just be, oh, so, okay, what about that? And it's just helping the client explore deeper and deeper. Okay, so let's take this question a little deeper and deeper then. What makes this important? I mean, come on. Why do I have to do all this powerful question crap? I just want to coach my client. Now I got to do all these powerful questions. Well, really, why is this so important in our coaching?
I believe it's all about self-knowledge. Before we can go and achieve our goals, we really need to get to know ourselves a little more.
Mm.
And an empowering question can open up those insights about who we are and what we are about and what it is that we really want.
Beautiful. So powerful questions are really a way to help us deepen our awareness and deepen discovery about who we are, how we think, how we feel, what we believe, all that stuff. And it just helps to deepen our awareness and our discovery.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I also think that it's kind of a safety net from the coach to the client, allowing the client to open up, knowing they're not alone, and to take that risk.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. It's one of the things that I love about coaching is, you know, we get to actually say, I got you. I'm your net. I'll catch you. You're not going to fall.
Mm-hmm.
And let's do some powerful questions to kind of dig in and you know, take that explore a little deeper. And I got you. It's okay.
For me, a powerful question is a question that is not answered by the mind. And so one of the benefits is that it gives the client access beyond their conditioned mind to information and to that part of themselves.
Yeah, okay. So it may not be necessarily easily intellectually answered, but that there's
right.
other parts of us that get to respond or that are evoked and activated by that question.
Yeah, the answer to a powerful question is usually something the client didn't know before.
Yeah, or forgot.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the two. It's usually, because if we just ask you, so what clothes are you wearing today? Wearing jeans and tennis shoes and a shirt. Well, that's not a powerful question. they already know that. What'd you have for breakfast? You know, well, that's pretty obvious. But if we're really looking at the places the clients forgot or that they couldn't see, they just weren't aware of in the first place, yeah, now we're onto something. Yeah, beautiful.
This is making me aware of the fact that this might be tied to, I think it is tied to, the clients have the answers. And sometimes our questions are leading to us, you know, implying our answer. That's not what it's about, right?
That's right. So, client, wouldn't it be a good idea if you did this?
Not a question.
I love it. But it's how many times do we do that? Oh, I've got the perfect thing. I'm not going to tell the client what to do because we're not supposed to do that. So I'm going to ask the client the question that will lead them to this thing that I want them to do.
Yeah. Have you thought about this?
Have you thought? Yes. You know, a lot of people feel that by doing this, it's really good and it's helpful. So maybe that's something that you should do. Yeah, right. That's good. I love it. What else makes powerful questions important? What else?
It opens up vision. Maybe it has the client see something that they haven't seen before, like create a vision.
Oh, yeah.
If you maybe, you know, if you kind of ask them what for example do you expect to be the outcome of this doing whatever they are planning to do, you know, so then they kind of start. It's not just the doing, but it's that they're then kind of being prompted to kind of envision the goal, the result.
Well, what I love, and it's fascinating, what's coming up for me is we've mentioned already, and I'll phrase it in this way, that powerful questions can unlock the hidden secrets of our past. Oh, I wasn't aware of this. I didn't realize it happened that way, or I forgot about that. But also, as somebody said, that it also gets to open us up to different points of view and ways to see our present and where we are right now. And it challenges our habitual automatic way of functioning. And now I'm hearing you say, but it also opens up and expands our possibility of future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How awesome is that? All from just powerful questions. Past, present, future. Boom! I don't think there's anything else to really cover on. If you got past, present, future, you got it all.
Yeah.
Anything else? What makes powerful questions so important in our coaching?
Maybe it helps us to become more intuitive, or to trust our intuition, to actually explore the intuitive, the right brain, a little more than the left one that we habitually are usually. That's how we live our lives through a lot of us anyway, not all of us, but many of us tend to live our lives through our left brain. So going powerful questions brings out the intuitive side in us.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Because it was even mentioned before, and maybe it was you that mentioned it, that powerful questions are answered not out of the mind. They're not necessarily answered by the mind. They're answered by other parts of us.
Yeah,
our
that was
body,
another lady. Yes, she said that.
Yeah. There was somebody else.
It brings
but also,
it to the fore.
Mm-hmm. Powerful questions, now they are answered from other places than just the mind, but they also are sourced. They come from other places than just our intelligence and intellectual rationale.
This seems like a very good, proper question to ask.
Okay. And where you're pointing to, like, intuition, or just, like, wow, this question's popping up. I don't even know what it means. Let's go. Let's follow it. So that's actually even helping us to uncover where we can source and come up with these powerful questions. One place is our intuition.
Mm.
Yeah. Beautiful. All right.
Or feeling.
Or it's a feeling. There's an emotion here that's coming up. Or my body is suddenly, you know, saying,
you better ask this question.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, we all experience information in different ways. So I'll grab this moment. If you're interested in learning more about where and how to create and source powerful questions, I really highly encourage you to check out my class, The Fast Path to Masterful Coaching, because there's so much in there that explores and deepens to create reliable sources of powerful questions, rather than just go off a list, just ask this question. That's not it. The powerful question comes from the client. Maybe, sometimes. So, check it out. But that wasn't a powerful question. Because actually, I'm still curious, is there anything else that really sparks in us, like, why powerful questions are so important in our coaching experience? We're coming up with great stuff. I'm just checking, is there anything else?
It's just, for me, it's just because it keeps the power with the client.
Beautiful.
We trust the client that he basically creates his own life, or his or her own life.
Yeah, because it was brought up that powerful questions are a way to, you know, the client has the answers, but this takes it even in another deeper direction. This gives the client the power and the that's why they call it a powerful question, isn't it?
If yes.
There's power in this question, client, you take it. Here's power.
Mm-hmm.
I just got that. That's so cool. I've been having this conversation for 10 years, and I just got a powerful question is giving power to the client.
Mm-hmm.
That just rocked my socks.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Oh, hi.
Hello.
I haven't participated. I'm not one to usually participate. I listen a little too much. I just, my experience is that the client is not forced, but is suddenly finds themselves reflecting on whatever their question is about in a whole new way. And to me, that's what coaching is.
Yeah.
It's like light refracting in a different way, a different lens, so to speak.
Oh.
It might not change their behavior or their mind or do anything, but in that moment, they see it. They see that differently.
I love
really
it. So
important.
It's not just, if I can grab this metaphor that I think you're throwing, it's not just a mirror, but it's a mirror that's bent or curved that actually it refracts, it bends, it shows us something, you know, that we can't see. It's like a prism. It takes plain white light and then breaks it up into this gorgeous rainbow of colors.
Right, and it's up to them what they
want to
take from it. You know,
yeah.
We're not giving the answer. Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. Oh, I love that. Yeah, so a powerful question is like a prism. And when you look through it also, you're looking and seeing different angles and directions and things. Oh, gorgeous. You guys are awesome. You know, before we move, is there something else? Anything else that's coming up?
I just wanted to say that sometimes one also knows when a client is not ready for that powerful question, and one needs to kind of get back and maybe ask another question to take the client step by step to that point.
Yeah.
Because
so what I actually hear is there's kind of different levels of powerful questions. There's some light, simple, powerful. They're still moving forward, but it's like we're going to ease into this.
Yeah.
And then there's the kaboom powerful question.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And you're right. There is something where we need to just make sure we're managing and being respectful of what questions, what level or impact of the questions our clients are able to receive.
Yeah.
Without judging whether or not they can handle it.
Oh, they're not ready for this kind of question.
Because that's making assumptions. But yet, you know, they may not be in. If they're freaking out,
yeah,
that may not be a place to give them. So, client, if you could dream brilliantly, but well, that's not in a place that they can receive it.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. You know, and it occurs to me as I seem to discover on almost every single one of our calls, what makes powerful questions in our coaching so important is if we look actually at our day-to-day experience outside of coaching. And where else outside of coaching do we get to experience powerful questions? Not just one or two scattered, but really concentrated, focused, powerful questions. Where else do we get this?
Not many places.
Oh, no. Not that I can think of. I mean, every now and then I may, you know, see a movie or have a conversation or take a class or something like that, and a powerful question will spark up. But to really have that focused, concentrated, devoted to me, powerful question, where else is that in this world?
Yeah. Unfortunately, not in schools and education.
Yeah,
would be
again, maybe randomly here and there, especially depending on the teacher, maybe
yeah.
depending on the parent,
yeah.
you know, that may show up. But I would say it's pretty safe to guess that it's a rare experience and commodity in this world. Mm-hmm. And coaching is one of the few places, and for some, maybe the only place, where they get to experience powerful questions devoted to their cause and their growth and discovery and their shifting perspective and their lives. Man, that's what makes this so important. This may not be able to be gotten anywhere else. If nothing else, at least for a half an hour or 45 minutes or an hour, somebody gets powerful questions that they can't get anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you guys, but that sure sounds important to me.
Yep.
So here's maybe a powerful question to follow up on that. If powerful questions are so important and critical in our coaching, if they are so missing in the world, and coaching is one of the few, if only, places where we can experience powerful questions, then, dear coaches, what is getting in the way? What is stopping us?
To do what? To what?
To, you know, asking powerful questions.
Oh, to ask
what? Yeah. What gets in our way? What stops us from bringing powerful questions into the coaching and giving powerful questions to our clients?
Well, only if we haven't learned how to how to ask them.
If we haven't learned how to ask them, well, I don't know how to do this.
Yeah.
Kind of hard to do it if you don't know how.
Mm-hmm.
Gives over control. Feels like you're opening up a can of worms, going down a rabbit hole. Don't know where this is headed. Don't trust. Something like that.
Yeah. What if I make a mess? What if I make things worse? I love to open up a can of worms or a rabbit hole. I mean, apparently, worms and rabbits are bad. So.
That's right.
But also, I could even take that further. What if I make it worse? What if I break the client? What if I take them someplace that totally destroys all the wonderful work that we've done? Some serious concerns that we may have.
Hmm.
What if I do it wrong?
What if they don't like me?
Hmm.
Yeah, what if they don't like me? What if that question pisses them off? If I hit a button or a nerve? Because not all of our powerful questions are, you know, fluffy and, you know, pink taffeta dresses. You know, some of them are poignant and get to it and can be really uncomfortable.
You may want to ask for permission before you ask the question, because sometimes there is a question like that. But you may find it's going to maybe is a little risky, or is going to push the client to the edge. You may proceed it with saying, "Look, they are giving you by signing your contract, your agreement. You obviously do have. They're giving you permission to ask questions." However, maybe sometimes one just needs to remind the client and ask for permission.
Well, so I love that. And so the action or the solution might be to ask for permission. But what I love what you're pointing to is what stops us in the first place is that we may not feel like we have permission, even when it's in the contract, even when the client says, "Why, yes, coach, go ahead and ask me anything." We still may not feel like we really have permission. That's what stops us and gets in our way.
I have sometimes, I know that a challenge, you know, is different than a powerful question. I mean, depending on where you're trained. But,
yeah, right.
It's sometimes useful to say, you know, ask for permission and say, "This may be challenging. I'm going to ask you a question that might challenge you to think differently. Are you okay with that?"
Yeah, so there's that's countermeasures, but it's what I'm pointing to is let's notice what is stopping us in the first place. We can't do anything if we don't have that awareness.
Mm.
So I feel like I don't have permission. I may not even give permission to myself to ask these questions. Or I may not, you know, I may not feel like I really have, my client says yes, but they don't know what's coming. Sure, go ahead, ask me anything. You know, but if they knew this was the question I was asking, no, please don't ask me that one. Yeah, what else?
Probably why they've hired you.
Well, isn't that ironic? You know, that's why they've hired us, and yet there's still that concern and fear. And I think it was even brought up, like, you know, what if they don't like me? What if I upset them? And that gets in our way. What else?
So,
we know this is important. This, and as was just said, this is what they're calling us for. This is what they're hiring us for. And yet, we're not showing up in that way all the time. Things prevent us. Things block us. What stops us from really asking those powerful questions?
So what about, like, not wanting to be the messenger to be shot?
Yeah. Look, they're going to have to come to terms with this, but they're going to get mad at me if I'm the one that points it out.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking, you know, even just a matter of respect or courtesy, I suppose, or I don't know the word, but of the person's, of the client's feelings as far as, you know, and thinking about, you know, doing to others what I would prefer to be done to me is sometimes a really, really tough question that you know, keep coming up over and over, or whatever the case is, to, if you want to ask them, you know, think about what would I prefer, and I'd like a little bit of heads up and kind of a breather to, you know, okay, well, I have a question that I'm thinking might be a little bit tough for you, the client, and, you know, to just know that I'm going to be here no matter which way you answer it.
Yeah.
And, you know, that we're just going to look at this together or whatever, instead of just kind of like reaching out and slapping them across the face.
Yeah, right. Slap.
Yeah, just figuratively, you know, yeah. So they're not broadsided, I guess, so they can kind of, because that's typically on issues that somebody doesn't, you know, want to look at. Those are kind of the reasons why, because they're afraid. They're afraid that they're going to be left alone depending on what they answer. They're afraid that they're going to have to look at it and it's going to kill them, or, you know, or...
So
a bunch of unreasonable fears.
So I'm going to just add a twist to that a little bit. So they may be afraid of that, but it's also we may be afraid that we're going to put them there. And that they won't be able to handle it. They'll be distressed or distraught, or they'll uncover, you know, if I ask this question.
My thing is, I don't want to be blamed for it.
Yeah, and now I get blamed, as opposed to, you know, here I am trying to help, and now you're blaming me for doing something bad, and that's horrible. I don't want that. That's for me personally, that's one of the worst feelings, is to be doing something good and helping and getting fired at and shut down and blamed that I did something bad or wrong, because it just negates who I am.
I think that some of this, I mean, maybe I'm not as experienced a coach as some of you on the call, but I think that a lot of this harkens back to the agreement and setting the tone for your relationship right from the beginning, and saying it's your job as a coach to do that. And
So again, that is a strategy that we probably should be employing, but let's look at what may be stopping us is that we don't feel like we have clear agreements, or maybe they don't understand that I'm going to be asking powerful questions. It was never made clear. It's not even about permission. It's about having that clarity and understanding this is part of what coaching is. And one solution is, let's make sure we've got that up front. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Beautiful. What else gets in our way? Blocks us from really, truly asking those powerful questions.
I know right now I'm working with a woman who is very fearful about asking the wrong thing, or she has the idea that she has to come up with questions that are like, I don't know,
yeah.
magical questions or something. It's hard to explain, and so it's blocking her from using her intuition.
Yeah, so it's not even just like it was brought up before, like, how do I do this? I don't even know how to do it. Now, I got to come up with the right powerful questions. It better be right. It better be good. It better open up your client. It better take them someplace that they've never seen or forgot. It has all this pressure because it's a powerful question, and you better do it. Oh,
right.
Good. No
that's,
pressure.
That's actually something I was going to try to say before, which is that it should be integrated to some degree into, you know, it shouldn't have to be this, there's going to be this one powerful question in this half an hour session.
Yeah.
It should sort of be there.
But notice how that happens, though, doesn't it happen that way, even though we intellectually know that, it's a whole series of powerful questions and all this and that, and we have freedom and we explore, and yet this performance urge can jump in and hijack at any moment. Do it right.
Oh. And it's kind of keeping it all on like an intellectual level with what I was trying to...
Yeah.
It reminds me of when I was in social work school and doing the art therapy training, and you know, the people who didn't understand how art therapy worked, particularly this one professor, unfortunately she's evaluating me, she would ask me, well, how did you know that particular picture in that art meant da da da? I'm like, God, don't ask me that question. Because the answer is, I just intuitively knew. I just knew. And you want me to explain that? Geez. So I view it like the same way with questioning or whatever, to try to intellectually break it down. It kind of loses the whole flow after you get to doing that.
Right. Yeah.
So...
So that's part of, in fact, those are all things that just can get in the way and block us from really just being here with our clients and really just offering them the questions that are here, that are inspired by our intuition or are just we're picking up somewhere, and being willing to take that risk and give it to the client with complete acceptance and support.
I must also say that in my experience of coaching for 10 years, I've sort of created a little arsenal of questions that questions that would maybe refer to an inner process or to belief systems or to outcome results, or questions that could, you know, so I do actually have something that is not always, you know, obviously you use your intuition, but I also feel it's helpful if you have a little arsenal of questions that are always appropriate for particular outcomes.
Yeah, and there's a double-edged sword, because that can be a support, but as we've also uncovered, you know, that can also be a problem that we start to rely upon. I think that's part of also what gets in our way, is that we rely upon the words of the question. I'm not saying this is what you're saying, but this can be a trap, that we rely upon the words of the question rather than the energy behind it.
Right. Yet some of these questions that are powerful, I find, in many cases, they do hit the button. They are powerful.
Yeah.
Because you just need to know what the right question is in the right situation.
Yeah.
And whether you want to really get deeper into asking the client, who are you, you know, in a particular situation, or whether you want to go and find, kind of have a question that is pointing out that there is resistance on their part, or whether it's just something that wants to kind of get them into another, shift them into a new perspective, into a different vision.
Beautiful.
So it's,
I like that you mentioned it wasn't about the words then, because a lot of times, you know, a really powerful question could be just taking a minute to stop and pause, and it could be just the thing like, three words, four words, you know? It's
or
not
no
even
words.
The words. Or no words, right, exactly.
I mean
where
really,
like,
is it possible to ask a powerful question with no words? This is like something's like a game show. You know, I can ask that powerful question in five words. I can ask that powerful question in four words. I can ask that powerful question in one word. All right, ask that powerful question. Dun, 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 dun.
Well, sometimes just stopping and allowing them to hear their own words that they just got done saying and to let those words sink in can be more powerful than, and then I don't get blamed. Ah,
no. But I love also, you know, there's a trap in this where we get hooked on the powerful questions. I have to ask a question that's powerful. You know, there's so much of my coaching that's not a question, but it's a statement or an observation that leads the client to a different place. And we get hooked on it being powerful, but yet, as somebody brought up, there's powerful answers. So there's something here where I love, this is my own personal thing, I love the powerful questions part, and that is part of our core competencies, but I also find it to be limiting. There's something missing here, and I love what we're uncovering, exploring, that reveals there's so much more to this than just asking a powerful question and having a great question. There's more to this.
Well, that's what we call a powerful way to communicate with a client.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you acknowledge someone,
beautiful,
for example, meaning that they know that we are listening to them.
Yeah. Beautiful. I love that. Thank you. So, I'm going to spin this in a little different direction here, because if we're talking about connecting, and there's this flow from coach to client, from client to coach, and back and forth. And even as I said, you know, if we ask a powerful question, the client gives us a powerful answer, and so on the cycle goes. But I also I believe that everything that we give to our clients comes back to us. It may have changed its form or energy, but it's coming back. So how do our clients ask powerful questions to us?
Mm.
Whoa! How do our clients, it may be directly or indirectly, it may be unintentional, but how does it come back to us? How do they ask powerful questions to us?
I think it's sometimes unintentional, but I was asked this morning, well, how do you do that before a coaching session? How do you center, or how do you calm down, is what I think she asked.
Yeah.
So I had to
tell
her.
So they're seeking answers and asking us our own experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What else? How else might this be?
Maybe they say things like, I'm stuck.
Ooh, I'm stuck. Which is kind of a veiled, covered-up question. Yeah, I love that.
Plea for help. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's not the right word.
How would you handle this, coach? Or what do I do now, coach? Yeah.
Well, there are different kinds of stuck. There are all different levels of stuck. So when you find out, you know, to what extent are they stuck?
Yeah. How else do our How else do our clients ask powerful questions to us?
Well, this is Leslie. To me, there's sort of an inferred question when I'm coaching somebody and I listen to what they're talking about, and it's causing me to think about, wow, okay, either I'm inspired by them or it makes me think about something like that in my own life. So in a way, even though with that, here we go back to the asking the question without the words, how am I doing that in my world, or how can I be inspired by that in my world?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Even if they don't directly ask us the question, if we take that and apply it to ourselves.
Yeah.
For sure.
So
it never fails, you know. We have the same exposure to something that we're questioning, or we, you know, or something to teach us things. It just kind of comes around that way. At least
so
in my world.
Oh yeah. Well, so I'm reminded of a phrase that I have not visited or said in a long time. It's probably been a few years since I've actually said this phrase. But it's in direct reference to this, in that our coaching is about our clients. So all of our energy, all of our focus, all of our intention is devoted towards our clients. Our coaching is about our clients. And our clients are about us. What they are going through, what they are discovering, can be a reflection of what we are discovering. Or what they are going through can be information or inspiration for us to take and apply in a new direction, or to discover something new in ourselves. So it's that reciprocal thing. Does that make sense?
Is it kind of along the lines of that saying about teachers, where we teach what we most need to learn? Is that where
pretty
you're
going with that? Yeah, pretty much it.
That makes sense. Yeah, but that's true, yet there's a fine line that we need to understand that this is not about our life, and if there's any transference going on and we begin to really integrate our experience too much in our coaching, then that's kind of not where we want to go, in my opinion.
So that's why I said our coaching is about our clients. It's all about our clients. But our clients are about us. What they are giving to us, even indirectly, is information that we can accept and use. But we're not putting that back in. You know, client, my life, blah, 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 who cares?
No, but they chose us for a particular reason.
Right.
So that's definitely reflective.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely. So speaking of reflective, we need a password to reflect that we've all been on this call or listened to the recording or whatever, so that those who are needing credits can get credit. And there was a gorgeous password that popped up that I cannot resist. I should have grabbed it earlier. I'm glad I remembered it, because it was that word prism that came up.
Yep.
And it was, what was that?
Yes, I'm with you. I was going to say the same.
Yeah, because it was so beautiful, the example of it refracting and bending, you know, the reflection of it, or breaking up the spectrum and showing all the different colors and all the different ways of seeing it. I mean, there's so many different ways that just the object of a prism can be so beautifully representing the, a powerful question. And even in the word prism, P-R-I-Z, there's a prize here. And it's the prize that makes us go, how about that? Nobody else finds that delightful. I do. I think it's good.
Is that how you spell it? P-R-I-S-M?
Prism. Yeah, P-R-I-S-M.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, and so it's a prize. Like, there's a gift here in this powerful question. And that gift is going to be delicious. I don't know what it is, but it's going to be delicious. So, don't hang up yet, because we got a couple of minutes left and I have one more question, but go and visit coachingskillsforum.com. Be sure you include the topic, which is powerful questions, the date, which is April 27th, 2016. This is important because we've had this conversation before, and the password, which is PRISM. So, but the last question I have is, we talked about where else could you possibly find powerful questions, and we identified you can't really find it, at least in this concentrated, focused form, really much elsewhere in our lives. But let's turn the focus in the other direction. Where would powerful questions, true powerful questions, where is it missing and needed most in this world?
Education.
Education. Not just going through the textbook, but really asking those powerful questions to take our students deeper and to discover new things. Yeah, not just getting stuff by rote. Where else? Where else are powerful questions so preciously needed?
Medicine. In the health care sector.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah.
Powerful questions as opposed to just trying to fix the problem and cover up the symptom and let's, you know, dose it up with all these medications that don't apply. And some side effects include you're dead.
That would cut into their cash flow.
Yeah, I know. But yet powerful questions to open up and discover. Not just to find the problem, but to explore and uncover the solution that's there. I love that. Where else?
In the office.
In a corporate team environment. Oh man, you think powerful questions does not need? Yeah, who thinks powerful questions could not be helpful in a business corporate environment? Oh boy.
Boy.
Yeah. That is so needed. Yeah. We are winding up on time. And we could keep this going. My request to you, I could offer it as a question, you know, like what's stopping you or what's in the way, but it really is the request of continuing this conversation with your fellow coaches. Share this call with them, send them the website, or even just pick up where you left off and contact a fellow coach and say, I had this really interesting conversation today or yesterday, and continue this conversation. And I'll even take it one step further, because as we know, as we've already discovered, we are one of the rare bringers of powerful questions into this world. If we are not bringing in powerful questions, the experience of powerful questions, who will? Where else does it come from? Where else can it be experienced? And so we are some of the rare bringers. That's part of our training. We've been given this gift and opportunity. And so the more that we bring it into the world, the more we get to bring powerful questions into the world, the more it can feed and grow and inspire powerful questions to continue rippling out and expanding. The fantasy being one day maybe we live in a world where powerful questions is just the standard normal way of life. That's how we live. Coaching becomes obsolete because it's no longer needed. We're all living powerful lives. But until that day, we get to be the bringers of it. So my challenge to all of you is to every day ask somebody a powerful question. Even if it's yourself, or the people around you, or a total stranger, you're not coaching them. You're just giving them a powerful question, and you're putting it into the world. And the more that you give that, the stronger it grows in your coaching, and the more it grows in the world. So thank you all for being a part of this call, and I so love all the new insights. My mind's just been cracked open. I'm freaking out. But in a good way. So go and visit CoachingSkillsForum.com, and if you like this and you are hungry for more, you can always come to more of these Coaching Skills Forum calls, and you can also check out my class, The Fast Path to Masterful Coaching, where there is so much more deeper instruction and learning and growing about what it truly is to be a masterful coach, and that includes powerful questions that are easy and effortless and awesome. But until then, keep exploring powerful questions on your own and in your own work. And I look forward. We talk every fourth Wednesday afternoon, which is today, and every second Tuesday morning, which means our next call is I'm completely unprepared. Our next call is then going to be stall, 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 stall. Date. so not ready for this. May 10th. Tuesday, May 10th, and we will be exploring processing in the present. What an amazing conversation that's going to be. The whole skill and art of processing in the present. What does that mean? How does it show up? Let's find out. Join me in 2 weeks.
Thanks, Ben.
All right, gang.
Thanks, Ben. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ben.
Bye, buddy.
Bye-bye.